Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Amen. Hey guys, welcome. And I want to take an opportunity just to say this before we start, is that, you know, under COVID-3, we are doing that what we love to do. I wish we could have worshipped longer because there's so much I believe that the Lord wants to do in worship. But before I get into the Word and what I believe God wants to say to you for 2021 and what God is saying to us as a local body, a household of faith, I just want to ask for interest's sake, we want to find out again and again, and we want to specifically find out tonight from, because we've got many people watching us on YouTube, many guys are watching us on Facebook, and we want to find out just how many people are watching with you, and won't you just let me know how many people are watching with you, and guys, if you can just check that that lightning a little bit. How many people are watching with you? And because we just want to take a little bit of a census here. How many people are watching with you? How many people are there where you are at right now? And won't you just let me know how many people are watching with you? And if we can get that information from you, that will be very, very good. And just to let us know, because tonight the word of the Lord is very important. And both on Facebook, YouTube, Church Online, we just want to know how many people are watching with you. Let us know quickly. Let's just take a moment. Let us know. And I hope that you are ready for the word of the Lord. And I want to jump off of this night and just maybe say the following, that as we get our keys back and all of that, just let us know, guys, how many people are watching with us. And we just want to see 2 people, 4 people. It's very important for us just to know and to find out how many guys are watching with us. 3 people, 2 people. Let's just see. Just comment for me everywhere, guys. We just want to see how many people are watching with us. And just keep on commenting for us, and that we can just see. And as we get into the word of the Lord tonight, it's nice, and it's a nice summer evening. And what I have to share with you tonight is, I believe, is imperative, is very important for there where we are going, and for that what I believe the Lord is sharing with us for where we are going, even for 2021. So it's been it's interesting for me just to say the following for you. It's very interesting just to note that on this New Year's evening, that, you know, I was looking at the statistics of last year. On last year's statistics, this church was completely jam-packed, full of people. And tonight, we are doing this online with you and with hundreds of people online with us. And I want to share with you, I believe, what the Lord has on His heart for 2021 and for all of you. And when I looked at it, and when I was studying in the scriptures, I'm going to read for you what I believe is what the Lord has on His heart for us for 2021. And so this is what I felt the Lord was saying to me, and this is what I felt the Lord was saying to me. The Lord was saying the following to me. He was saying to me these key words, and I want you to write these key words down. Righteous, remnant, reserved. Righteous, remnant, reserved. Righteous, remnant, reserved. And as the people are watching us from across the globe and from across South Africa, I felt that's what the Lord was saying to me, righteous, remnant, reserved. And as I was listening to the word of the Lord, God said to me today, He said, I don't want you to come and preach it. I want you to come and read that what I have on my heart for my people, righteous, remnant, reserved. And as I was looking at this righteous, remnant, reserved, just this word, righteous, remnant, reserved, what the Lord said to me is the following, and He said the following to me, and I'm gonna read for you word by word, and then we're gonna stand still at these things word by word, and just so that everybody can hear that what the Lord is saying. But I felt the Lord say again, righteous, remnant, reserved. And so as we go into that, this is what I feel the Lord is saying. Point number one, and I want you to write down these notes, guys, as we go into them. I want you to be able to write them down. These are the things that I feel the Lord is saying to us. And you know, at Empower Church, we have this tradition. And this is our tradition that we've been keeping for at least for 15 years now, where we have been keeping this simple tradition of giving you prophetic thoughts on that what God is saying for the following year. And so, as I was preparing today, I sat today the whole time with God, the whole day with God. And as I was sitting with God this whole day and asking the Lord, Lord, what is in your heart for 2021? These three words kept on coming to me, righteous, remnant, reserved. And so I'm going to read for you what I have. And as you guys are online with me right now, I want you to do me a favor. And won't you tag a friend and get them online with us? And I see there's hundreds of people on YouTube, hundreds of people on Facebook, hundreds of family members and friends everywhere with us. And these lights and all of that, guys. So we're just taking a moment to cool down. It is extremely hot, and the aircons has failed us, but I want to speak to you about righteous, remnant, reserved. And there we are tonight. We're going to take a moment tonight where we're going to have communion. I want to have communion with you, so please have your communion glasses ready now already with us. And just let me know out there, guys. Quickly tell me, is the sound good? Is the sound good? Because that's important for me. I just want to know, is the sound good? And if the sound is good, I want to lead you into 2021 appropriately, and I want to get you into a place where you can say with me, righteous, remnant, reserved. Just tell me this is not bothering the sound at all. Okay. Is the sound good out there, guys? Please tell me. Quickly give me some feedback. Is the sound very good? Because tonight is such an important night for me. I'm not going to let anything mess up the Word of God for tonight. So as you guys are with me on Facebook, what I want you to do on Facebook, I want you to be sharing on Facebook right now. I want you to share the Word, because I'm going to get into the Word right now for 2021. And as you guys are on both on YouTube, both on Facebook, I want you to share this Word as far as what you can. And I want you to get the guys across, because right now what I'm going to do, I'm going to start to share with you that what the Lord has been saying to me about 2021. And as I've been saying, we've been doing this for 15 years. On the 31st of December, we would come together as a local household of faith, and we will tell the people what they can expect as they enter into 2021. Or into the following year. And this year is no exception. And so, as you guys are online and sharing with everybody, I want to see the people sharing. I want to see the guys sharing. Please share. And as you do, I want you to share. I want the Spirit of God to come there into your homes and touch you. I want the Lord to be the difference tonight in your lives. Because I'm going to pray that tonight over your lives, that God is, that God will come into your homes, into your children, etc., etc. But I want to get into the different points. And so, as you guys are listening, again, key three words: righteous, remnant, reserved. And I sit here tonight with the fear of God on me. And this whole day, I was thinking about this. I was thinking, God, speak to me clearly, speak to me adequately. Father, may I hear your voice. May I feel the impression of your heart for your people. That as I speak, that the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the living God will convict the people. That the Spirit of God will come and transform the hearts of the people. That they may be able to hear the Word of God. And so, I'm going to start to read for you what the Lord said. And I'm going to do it verbatimly, because God spoke to me verbatimly, and He spoke to me word by word, and He said, these things are the things that you can expect as you go into 2021. And by no means they're going to be a full list, but I'm going to start with what the Lord has said to me. First and foremost, the Lord said to me, as you go into 2021, you will see the days of Noah all around you. You will see the days of Noah all around you. But heed, listen to me carefully, and heed and make sure that you do not allow that spirit within you. The Lord said to me again, let me say that again. He said very clearly, He said, you will see the days of Noah all around you, but make very sure that you do not allow that spirit within you. Then He said this, He said, there will be great deception, there will be great delusion, and the love of many in this hour will grow cold. However, the righteous remnant will be reserved. And then the Lord said this to me. He said, as lawlessness will be abounding, many Christians will lose their ineffectiveness for the Lord. And I want to say that again, lawlessness abounding. And so we will see the days of Noah all around us, guys. This is going to be a reality. And the Lord said to me, deception and delusion is going to be at an ultimate high. Deception and delusion is going to be at an ultimate high. And as the Lord was giving me these things, He was giving me antidotes for every single one of them. And so I want to give you an antidote for not allowing the same spirit that will be around us in the world not to be in you. And that is by staying close to the Holy Spirit. Secondly, the Lord said to me, He said, you will see three dominant spirits that will infiltrate and is already very active in this nation. Spirit number one, He said to me, the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of intimidation, and the spirit of fear will allow spiritual blindness as people continue to turn more and more lawless as the world, guys, as the world turns, as the world gets ready for the man of lawlessness. And so the Lord said to me, tell my people, and you're going to get this recording. And guys, I promise you, when you replay what I'm going to say tonight, you're going to say to me, Gebhard, you have been absolutely right. What God has said to you is absolutely key. Then the Lord said this. He said to me, tell my people that they must make sure that they do not themselves partake of nation versus nation and kingdom versus kingdom. And again, you would have heard me speak about this many, many, many times, about the word nation versus nation. The word nation is a Greek word, ethnos, which means political parties, which means race, which means seats of power. And God's making it very clear. He's saying, you will see this increase exponentially in 2021. However, my people should not be a part of this, because there's a righteous remnant that will be reserved. Oh, guys, are you with me? And so I am going to tell you exactly as the Lord has given it to me, because there's key things that I need to share with you. And I'm speaking to you as a father. I'm speaking to you as your senior pastor. And I'm speaking to you as your leader tonight. And I'm telling you what the word of the Lord is saying to me. And I'm giving it to you unadulterated. I'm not here to say to you things that your ears want to hear. I want to say to you things because God doesn't want to scare you, but God does want to prepare you. He doesn't scare nobody. He's not in the scaring business. God is in the preparing business. And if we know the Lord really, we have a lot of stuff to rejoice about as the coming of the Lord is going to draw near. We have so much to rejoice about. And as I was pondering this, I was seeing a vision, and this was the vision I saw. I saw a multitude of people starting to worship the Lord. I said, Lord, what is this? What is this multitude of people worshiping you? And the Lord said this. He said, I will release a heart and a spirit of worship shall be released upon my people. And they will rise up with a new boldness, with a new confidence, with a new tenacity. And then the Lord said this, they will refuse to bow the knee to Baal. And if you take Baal out of the Old Testament, go and study that. But the Lord said to me very clear, He said, there will be a heart of worship, there will be a heart of praise that will come out of the camp of God. Oh, just a little bit that sound. It's stirring my gift inside of me. The Lord said to me, He said, there will be a sound. And guys, as I was sitting with God, I heard a sound. And I heard a sound of thousands upon thousands of people worshiping God. I heard a sound. And I heard the Lord say to me, you will hear the sound of worship, sound of praise. It will flood homes. It will flood your streets. It will flood communities. As much as the enemy is going to try to have the upper hand of lawlessness, and lawlessness will see lawlessness abounding, there will be a spirit of worship being released unto the people of God. And we will see an outbreak of worship. Worship will not be like it's always been. Worship's going to change. Because God is readying a people and a type and a kind of people that are not going to be ashamed to worship God. And as we see the time drawing near of the Son of Man returning, Jesus returning, and His time is not yet, and I'm going to get to that just now, but it's very, 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 very close. God said this, He said, my worship versus the worship of the system of the beast, the system of Satan, it will go head to head of one another. Because listen to me, in Power Church, it's always been about worship, and it will continue to be about worship. And as we on, we almost 1,000 people strong on both on this platform tonight. The Lord said to me, He came to me in a vision, I saw this. He said to me, Satan is busy right now erecting, like in the days of Daniel. He's erecting for himself an image around the world. He's erecting an image around the world. Oh, I pray to God you take notes what I'm saying tonight. I'm going to give you things that the Lord has. He said, as in the days of Daniel, do not, listen carefully, as in the days of Daniel, do not worship the image, which is, listen carefully, which is the economical shakings. For the end is not yet. And all the righteous remnant who remains shall be reserved. Then let me say it again. The Lord said to me this, as it was with Daniel, as it was with Israel, do not worship the image, which is the economical shakings, for the end is not yet. And all the righteous remnant who shall remain with me shall be reserved. This is a word of promise that God gave me. Then the Lord said this to me. He said, men's hearts will grow cold because of the economical famine. He says, however, they that worship me will be secure in me. And what I'm giving you tonight, I'm giving you prophetic thoughts, economical thoughts. I'm giving you the heart of God. And I'm saying this with the fear of the Lord upon me. Because I realize, as I lead thousands of people, I realize what I have to say is weighty. I realize what I have to say impacts a lot of people. And so I cannot water down and sugar down my words anymore. For we will see a massive difference between the people that worship God and the people that worship the system. The people that worship the system will be shaken, shaken again, and shaken to the core. And they will love themselves, and they will fall in love with themselves, and they will attack others in the name of God, and they will betray one another, all because of the system. Now listen to me. Then the Lord said to me, as I was sitting with God, He said to me, He said, look up, for you will see an acceleration of all the signs of Matthew 24. And as I was with the Lord, He said, there will be an acceleration of all the signs as spoken of, but see that you are not troubled. Jesus spoke these words to me Himself. He said these words. He said, tell my people, be not troubled, for I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Then the Lord said this. He said in 2020, and if you guys are watching us on all of these streams, I want you to, on YouTube, subscribe. Guys, I want you to be sharing this stream. On Facebook, I want you to be sharing this live stream. We're going to save people's lives tonight by what I'm saying to you. Then the Lord said this to me. He said, persecution and perseverance will result. Let me say it again. Persecution and perseverance will result in great power, which will result in a greater outpouring, as I will continue to be and walk next to my people, and my blood over their lives will be the difference. Oh, my blood over their lives will be the difference. Then the Lord said this to me. He said, every trial will have perfect joy in it. Every trial will have perfect joy in it. Then the Lord said this. As I was seeing this, the Lord was starting to speak to me, and He said this. He said, and you will see my glory upon the earth as I rise over the nations. And unexplainable godly interventions will occur all over the earth in 2021. Let me say that again. He says, you will see my glory upon the earth as I rise up over the nations, and unexplainable godly interventions will occur all over the earth. And then the Lord said this, and I put it in brackets. He said, you will see pockets of glory. Pockets of glory. Pockets of glory. You will see my glory upon the earth as I rise all over the nations, and unexplainable godly interventions will occur all over the earth. Oh, guys, are you receiving this? Talk back to me quickly for a moment. Are you receiving what I have to say? Because as you receive what I say tonight, it's going to help you a lot. And if everybody watching us tonight, just tell me, are you receiving what I'm saying? Just change that tune for us a little bit there, Aiden. Yes, Lord. You will see my glory upon the earth as I rise up over the nations, and unexplainable godly interventions will occur all over the earth. I believe as we go into 2021, we're going to see pockets of glory fill the earth. And I pray as I speak to you tonight, that the Spirit of God will fill your houses, will fill your rooms, will fill every place where you are listening to me from. Then the Lord said this to me, quote, He said, I've placed you here as a restraining force. That's why you are my people. You are placed here, 2 Thessalonians 2:7, to restrain the forces of darkness, to be the light, to be the salt, and to conquer the works of the evil one. He says, I've placed you here to restrain. Now restrain and reinforce my kingdom. You have received the kingdom, the Lord said to me, that cannot be shaken, and will not be shaken. Then the Lord started to speak to me about children. And He said this, He says, watch out, look out, and be on your heed for children. Let me say that again. Children, moms and dads, listen up. He said, watch out, look out, and be on your heed for children. Children will be in full focus in what the enemy is trying to do. And by the way, as I'm on here, let me use this time as a time for that. If you can, send your children to Christian private education. Christian private education. We have a school, Empower Christian Academy. It is of the best private Christian education out there. And I want to encourage you guys, if you can, there's many other godly schools, but send your children to godly Christian education. But the Lord said to me, He said, children will be in full focus and they will try to retrain them, reshape them, and confuse them. Let me say that again. They will try to retrain them, reshape them, and confuse them. The Lord said to me, they will try to make children like robots. In other words, they'll try to retrain this generation for what is to come. And I'll get into that just now. Then the Lord said this to me, and I want to switch over into this. He said, the time is not yet, but it's almost. The time is not yet, but it's almost. I'm allowing grace, and grace equals souls. There is a window of repentance because there is a full number of the Gentiles that must come in. And so let me say that again. He said this, the time is not yet, but almost. The time is grace and grace equals souls. And I'm giving you a window of repentance for the full number of the Gentiles has not yet come in. And again, I say, I want to speak about that children just again. He said, watch out, look out, and be on your heed for children. Children will be on full focus to retrain them, to be retrained. The world will try to reshape them and confuse them. And guys, I wrote everything down because I felt it is so important. The Lord said to me, I saw children walking around like robots with little, it's almost like they were wired. And I felt the Lord say to me, the enemy is trying to reprogram your children. And you and I have the opportunity. The Lord said to me this, He said, let the parents tell the children about who I am. Let the parents tell the children about my deeds. Let the parents not let the children be re-educated by a system that removes them away from me, but let the parents tell the children about my deeds and who I am. For the children will carry my power unreservedly without any limitations, and they will be fearless. They will be fearless. Again, the Lord said to me this. He said, the remnant reserved will have the invitation to draw closer and to come after me. Oh, I pray that you guys are hearing what I'm saying tonight, that this is getting into your spirits, getting into your spirits. And what I'm saying to you, I'm giving you prophetic thoughts that you must apply and that you must go and re-listen to, because I'm giving you a lot. Then, as I was sitting with God, the Lord said this to me. He says, there will be a sound of prayer coming up upon the earth as man in general start to cry out to God for relief. And then the Lord said this. He said, the relief will come with angelic interventions, with power and demonstrations in the heavens. And then the Lord said this. He said, in 2021, you will see signs in the heavens. I pray you note what I'm saying. You will see signs in the heavens. And I felt the Lord say to me this. He said, prayer will create the oil of the anointing in my people's lives, and that will get them rapture ready. Then the Lord said to me, there's three things that He wants households to do in this hour. Three things. Again, I say, I saw a massive sound of prayer coming up upon the earth. I saw people starting to cry out to God for relief. And I heard the Lord say, this relief will come with angelic interventions, with angelic visitations, with power and demonstrations in the heavens, and you will see signs in the heavens. And these were a score of people. This was a sea of people. I pray you receive this. And then the Lord said to me this. He said, key things to do as you move into 2021. Anoint your house. Anoint yourself. Gird up the loins of your mind and advance. Let me say that again. Anoint your house, your place of abode. Anoint yourself. Gird up the loins of your mind and advance. Advance, attack, advance, attack, advance. And so I believe the Lord is bringing a separation. Listen, guys, I am not here to tell you about this conspiracy or that conspiracy. I am here to tell you exactly this, what the Lord has said to me, because I am responsible for a flock of thousands of people that are listening to my words, and I need to give an account to God. And because I need to give an account to God, Hebrews 13, 17, of the flock of people that I am leading, these words that I give to you are not my own, but it is the words of the one that has sent me, that I may tell you it so that you may prepare. You must not be scared. You mustn't be afraid, because that will be the enemy's agenda. God's agenda in this hour is quite the opposite. And again, I say, look up, Luke chapter number 22, for your redemption draws near. Anoint your house, anoint your children, gird up the loins of your mind. In other words, protect your mind, for the devil will most definitely attack minds, and advance. In other words, don't stand still, don't wait for the devil to attack you, attack the enemy back. Okay, now listen to this. This is where I felt the Lord speak to me very, very specifically. Very specifically. The thing of children came up twice. And the Lord said this, the enemy is focused on retraining the next generation in complete lawlessness so that they will accept the man of lawlessness. Then the Lord gave me this word. He said, you are the final God. You are the final God. You are the final God. You know, when I grew up, my mom and my dad, they educated us in prayer, in the word, in fasting. We grew up with the word of the Lord. We grew up with very strong morals. That's how we grew up. We grew up in revival. And that's just how we grew up. We grew up with the Spirit of God. And the Lord said to me very clearly, he said, the enemy is focused on retraining the next generation in complete lawlessness so that they will accept the man of lawlessness. You are the final God. Now listen to me, Empowered Church, tonight as you are listening. And I want to take this opportunity again because I'm going to pray for you for this tonight. As you are on, again, by the hundreds, I want to say this, and I want to ask you to do the following for me. Be sure to share these messages. Be sure to like, comment, share. But more than that, tonight I'm gonna pray for you tonight, because I wanna get into certain very specific things. Then the Lord said this. He said, "The gates of hell shall not prevail, because the church will keep on advancing in revelation." The church will keep on advancing in revelation. And I'm going to make it simple for you just now. Then as I was sitting with God, the Lord said this, I see the church, and now I want to speak globally, because that's definitely what's on our hearts. Empowered Church, as during the lockdown, we've started to reach globally. And we've seen many people being connected to us across the globe. And the Lord said this, he said, I see the church in the streets, beyond the walls, being pioneers of changing communities into households and communities of peace. Oh, can I say that again? He said, I see the church beyond the walls, being pioneers in changing communities, changing houses, changing suburbs into places of peace. And I felt the Lord say to me that the church will infiltrate communities and we will see the church becoming the standard in the communities. And I believe it's time to, more than ever, to take our gloves off, to get into the ditches, and to go where the people are more than ever before, because the Lord surely wants to do something. I say, I see the church in the streets, beyond the walls, being pioneers in changing communities and save us. And guys, I want to say, you know, as I'm with this, you know, something that grieves me heavily right now, it grieves me to see the violence. It grieves me to see, it grieves the Spirit of God. It grieves me to see the violence. It grieves me to see all the different types of violences. It grieves God. The murder grieves God. The gender-based violence grieves God. The fights grieve God. Violence, it grieves God. It just plain simple grieves God, and it will cost people eternity. It will cost people heaven and hell. I tell you the truth, those that are involved in bringing division in the body of Christ, they will have their part in the lake of fire, because God hates it. He hates it, guys. Proverbs 6. Then I saw, as I was looking at this, I saw the people of God having a single voice of love, and I saw how people are attracted to that voice of love like never before. And so let me recap very quickly. Righteous, remnant, reserved. Righteous, remnant, reserved. Righteous, remnant, reserved. And as you guys are busy watching, as I'm watching here on my device, as you guys type, and I've got all the cameras in front of me and all the different things with me, I want to explain to you one or two key elements. And as you go, I want you to be sharing. Share. Press the likes button. Press the subscribe button. Be sharing everywhere. Righteous Remnant Reserve. Guys, I want to say one or two key things. And I felt, again tonight, I miss church. I miss the people. I miss it. It doesn't make sense to me why. It doesn't make sense to me why we're seeing casinos being allowed. It doesn't make sense to me restaurants being allowed, and then the church can't gather. And as I was looking at this and sitting with the Lord was saying to me so clearly, He said, I want you to tell my people the righteous remnant will be reserved. And by the way, guys, we're almost getting ready to take communion, so have your communion ready with me. And have your communion ready with me. Righteous remnant reserved. You're going to hear me preach about this. By the way, I'm not teaching tonight because I'm going to teach a lot about the mark of the beast. I'm going to teach a lot about, I've got thousands of messages, people asking me questions about vaccines, questions around what is to come. I have a lot of questions, and I want to answer them one by one. And, you know, and as I was sitting on this, I was thinking to myself, we are seeing a bona fide attack on the church, because the persecution on the church has already started. Because the longer you are forced to be separate from one another, the more the chance will be for you to backslide, for you to fall away from God, for you to become lukewarm. Because when you are in the company of people, when you are in the company of the anointing, when you are in the company of fellow believers worshiping God, TV is just not the same. As much as I love social media right now, it's not the same as the corporate anointing. It's not the same as thousands of people being together worshiping God. It's just not the same. It's fine. We have now perfected the art of being online, and you know, doing all the cameras and doing all the lights and doing all the rest that goes with it. But we were never made to do church like this. We were made to do church together, as one, as communities, with all tribes, all tongues, all creeds, all nations being together as one. That's the church. So if you ask me tonight, how do I believe, who is the church? I believe the church is those that do not back down on their morals, that do not back down on what we believe in the Spirit of God. The church is the ones that do not back down on the authority of the Word of the Lord. We believe that the Word of the Lord is the Word of the Lord. We believe what the Scripture says is what the Scripture says. And there is just nothing to negotiate. And so, as I'm saying all that I am saying, let me say again, righteous, remnant, reserved. I saw this thing going on, of COVID going on for a long time. And as I was seeing it, the Lord was saying to me, righteous, remnant, reserved. My people will be the righteous, remnant, reserved. Oh, come on, are you with me? And so again I say, the spirits that you'll see operating, spirit of witchcraft, spirit of intimidation, spirit of fear, and they will cause blindness. And it must not be brother against brother. It must not be. Because be careful, says the Lord, do not stumble around in the darkness, because you are children of light. And so there's so much I can say, so much I need to say. But what I want to do tonight is this, is in the coming Sundays and in this Sunday to come, I'm going to start to teach you and I'm going to start to educate you on what is to come physically, what you need to know. Because I need to educate you on who is the Antichrist. I need to educate you on who is the mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast? I need to educate you on the system of the world. I need you to educate you on how you can be safe, secure, and free in this time. I need to educate you on how you can look up and enjoy the favor of God as you see the Lord increase you, bless you, be alongside you. And here's a thought for you. There is not one, no, not one. There is not one, not one, not one account in the Bible where the church does not, where the church does not grow, expand, and flourish under pressure. And so let me give you a word of prophecy tonight. 2020, two things have happened. There's been a lot of pruning and there's been a lot of plucking. For those that have been pruned to the core, you will grow again. For those that have been plucked, you need to rebirth yourself again. And so rebirth, reborn, plucking, pruning, it's happened in 2020. However, there's a righteous remnant that God Himself will see reserved. And everything will come down. Let me say this before I forget this note. Everything will come down. At the heart of the matter will be worship. At the heart of the matter, let me say that again, will be worship. Everything will come down to worship. What we worship, we submit to. What we worship, we will adore. What we worship, we'll put our finances to. What we worship, everything will be about worship. And so, I've read many things, and what I wanted to ask you tonight is this, is as you to have your communion ready there where you are, I want to, first and foremost, before we get to the communion part, I don't know who, and I believe it will be many people that would want my notes for what is to come. Because as I see it, and many people have asked me, as I see it, it will be a stop, start 2021. But the righteous remnant will be reserved. That's the word that God gave me. Righteous remnant will be reserved. And so, with these prophetic notes that I've made tonight, if you would want some of these notes, then I will encourage you to give us your email addresses, and so that we can be able to send you these prophetic notes that I have read tonight. Because literally it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pages full of prophetic notes of what 2020 will hold. And so these are these things are not, it's there to empower you, it's there to enrich you. And so what I would want to encourage as you get your communion ready, what I would want to encourage you to do right now is give us or put down your email addresses. And as you do, take time, put them down. And again, I say, I've been very clear, and I and Empower Church, we will clamp down on many of these things in the weeks to come, because there's much that we need to share. There's much that about these things, as I look on them, each and every one of them is extremely powerful and extremely valid for the time that we are going into. But I do not want you to be afraid, because the time is not yet. We're not yet there. Because as I was sitting with God, I was looking already at 2022, and I was thinking of God, Lord, we need to prepare the people for that, because the Lord's going to do certain things. But I will educate you Sunday by Sunday. Tonight, that's not the goal. Tonight, it's just to say that the righteous remnant will be reserved, and God will be with you. And the focus must never be, yes, Lord. Just want to read this last thing that I wrote down here. The Lord said to me, He said, Heaven leads. Just that word. Heaven leads. Let me say it again. Heaven leads. The Lord said to me, the earth does not lead. Heaven leads. And so, as you are listening to me right now, I want you to know heaven is leading. And your job and my job is to fall in syncopation with how heaven is leading. And so, I will share much of this coming Sunday. I'm going to speak to you about, we have to start with that. I have to get you guys ready. This coming Sunday, we're going to speak about the dress rehearsal for the Antichrist. We're going to speak about 666. I'm going to speak about these things, because we need to get that out into the clear. This year will be not a year that we back down on anything that the enemy is trying to do. We will be warriors in our worship, and we will advance. You know, in 2020, I saw both of my parents go to be of God. I saw people betray us, walk out on us. I saw some of these, the worst things that you can imagine in 2020. However, I have seen the power of God. I have seen the favor of God. And I've seen a resistance of God coming. And I've seen the Lord. And I've heard Him say to me, tell my people, the righteous remnant shall be reserved. And there's woes and there's warnings that God's going to place out into 2021. But I'll get to that as we go. So guys, tonight I want us to prepare our hearts. I want you, there we are as family. There we are as, I want you to not be anything, not even moved. And, you know, I do want to say this, that I feel so blessed to see that Empower has increased exponentially during this lockdown. You know, I feel so blessed to see the power of God wherever we go. I am so blessed to say that Empower Church and all of our members and all of our partners, I can still say the same that I've said a year ago. We are still highly favored. We are still deeply loved. And we are still abundantly blessed. That's who we are. Power is not a name. This is a calling. You're called by God to be with us. And so, guys, I want you to take tonight, if you are in Empower, you'll know the power of communion. And I want to hold communion with you tonight. And there we are. I want you to take the wafer. And as families right now, they have just, the guys, the team have just posted the details and for you to give us your information. You can keep on commenting your emails, and but I want you to take the wafer, and there at your house, I'm going to pray for you tonight. And when we take the wafer, when we take the flesh of the Lord, when we take the blood of God, or the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must know what we are doing. 1 Corinthians 11 says, if I take of his flesh and drink of his blood, I must not do so in an unworthy manner, because when I partake of his flesh and drink of his blood, I must do so in remembrance of him. And so as you take the bread tonight, I want to see people taking the bread. As you are taking the bread right now, I want you to take the bread. There we are listening to me, and we're going to hold communion together. I would have done this with you in church. Now, I can't do this with you in church. I do this with you now online, but I want you to take the bread. Every single body, take the bread, and as you are ready, I'm going to pray for you over the bread. There we'll take it as family members right now. So Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, I thank you as we take your bread right now. Father, I pray, Lord, that every single person that takes your bread, that Father, that right now in this moment, that Father, that we can celebrate that we are one with you and you are one with us. Father, I thank you that because of Jesus Christ, because of his death, burial, and resurrection, because of his birth, Father, as I partake of his flesh, I can celebrate that I'm one with Jesus. And I do so for every Empowered Church member, every partner listening to me tonight. And Father, as we partake of your flesh, Father, we celebrate that we have been forgiven, that our names are written in your book of life, and that we have been set free by the blood of the Lamb and by the power of our testimony. We thank you, Lord, that because of Jesus' death, we can accept him. Tonight, we do. And if you, there we are, if you've never prayed this prayer, I want you to pray this prayer with me. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight. I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. I recognize that I am in need of a Savior. And I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my God. Father, please forgive me of all of my sins of unrighteousness. Wash me clean by the blood of the Lamb. Wash me clean. Father, I pray in this moment that my name gets written in the Lamb's book of life. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen. As you do that, I also want you to partake or take the blood, the grape juice, which signifies the blood. And as you do that, right now, I want you to, there where you are, as we drink of His blood, it's a holy symbol what we are doing. This is of the most holy things that we do. And so as we drink of His blood, I want you, there where you are, to right now, that we can do this together. Let me pray. Father, I thank you that as we partake of the blood of the Lord, that there's a remission of our sins. Father, I thank you that right now, our blood, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our impurities. Thank you, Lord, because of the blood of the Lamb, we can be healed, set free, delivered, and set apart. Father, we pray right now, forgive us our sins as we repent. Father, cleanse us of all matters of unrighteousness as we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people say, amen and amen. And so guys, as you have partook of the communion, as you have partaken of the flesh, I want you as families to be ready for 2021. And as we go into 2021, I'll be right alongside you, teaching you, equipping you, helping you, assisting you in the times that is to come. I will be saying to you time and time again what you can expect, and to the best of our abilities, we will tell you what He says, so that you as His people will advance exponentially. The righteous remnant will be reserved. There we are. I want you to lift your hands. I want to bless you. I want to pray for you. And as I bless you, I want to speak a blessing out over your family, over your extended family, over your whole household, over everybody. And that you will be a people that are the righteous remnant being reserved. So there we are. Lift your hands and let me bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless every single person right now. I bless every single person watching me right now. And I thank you, God, that every single person right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless them. I bless their households. I bless their children. I bless their incoming. I bless their outgoing. I bless every avenue of their lives. I bless their children. I bless their households. I bless their businesses. I bless their hands. I bless their feet. I curse everything from the enemy, Father. We bind up the works of the devil. And Father, in this night, we bless them in the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people say, amen and amen and amen. Empower Church, this is the end of 2020. 2021 is coming. It's coming fast. And by tomorrow morning, when you wake up, and your eyes are open, we are in a new year. We have awesome things to expect from God. We have mighty things to expect from our Lord. And let me say again, righteous remnant will be reserved. And so I want you to do me a favor. Share this. I'm praying of you. I'm praying for you. And remember, as always, if you want my notes, you can have them. Leave us your email addresses and we'll send them to you. The righteous remnant shall be reserved. Guys, we love you. We're praying for you. I'll see you Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Don't miss Sunday church. Don't miss Sunday evening, 5 o'clock. Sunday morning, I'm going to teach you. Sunday evening, I'm going to teach you. I'm excited to be with you. Guys, we love you. Have an awesome evening. Remember to tag, share, let the gospel spread. Many people need to know what I've shared tonight. It will save people's lives. We love you. I'm praying for you. Have an awesome evening. Be safe, be secure, and have an awesome night. We love you guys. Have an awesome night. We love you. Goodbye for now.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.